So all the players, coaches, and parents are ready for that long-awaited first game. Well, let's go down into the dressing room and take a look and see what goes on down there. I know the boys were pretty worried about Oglethorpe playing in that first game against them for St. John's. Let's check out the action in the dressing room.
Well, we're in trouble.
Huh? Well. Oh, no, it's here.
Who? Oglethorpe. Ogie Oglethorpe?
You don't know Oglethorpe?
Oglethorpe?
Oglethorpe.
You know, for the sake of the game, they ought to throw this creeping San Quentin. He is a criminal element.
Worst goon in hockey today.
Oh, yeah, a real cement head.
Yeah, big afro, 21, 22, watch out for him.
He's not playing, he's suspended.
That's Ogie.
No problem, boys. All right, so is everyone ready to play hockey? Hey, who? Come on, who was that? Chase, was that you? Mac? Oh, nobody's going to admit that one. Come on, boys, let's play hockey. Oh, well, that's a typical dressing room. So first of all, we have to decide who's on first. Well, in the dressing room, Tony has a rule with the boys that they're not to ask who's on first. But Jeremy usually forgets and asks, and every time we go through this same routine in the dressing room.
We have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
You know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. And why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Why shouldn't he? Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, the man earns it.
Who does?
Absolutely.
Well, all I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy.
What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
This usually goes on for quite some time. But they got it resolved, and we took to the ice against St. John the Baptist. Well, it was an indication of what was to come for the rest of the year. The net detective, Donnie McVitie, recording the shutout, his first of many on the season, a 9-0 victory for the Sharks. I spoke to Don right after the game and asked him about his performance. Here's what he said. That's the kind of confidence you have to have in a goalie. Great job, Donnie. Another Shark who had a big game, number 6, Jason Mark, with the hat trick. I asked Jason how he felt about it.
This don't get better than this.
Yeah, game 1 was quite a success, but it wasn't without its chaos. Let's have a look at Coach Crowder there on the bench controlling the players.
All right, everybody sit down. Stay up here with me, Louie. Back up, fellas. Back up, please, so we can see. Is there any way that we can get these people to sit down?
Stay here.
The players' bench is always a chaotic place. It's early in the season. Dean, you've got all year to work on it. We'll check in with you later. Well, one highlight of the year was a goal in this game by Jake Branscombe. What a play. What a move he made. Here's how it was described.
Oh, between his legs! I can't believe it, Kelly!
Beautiful goal, Jake. Tell me, Jake, you're one of the younger boys on the team. Can you tell the people in the audience here a little bit about yourself?
Whoa, whoa. You know, I'm almost grown. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school. They ain't said I broke no rules. I ain't never been in Dutch. I don't browse around too much. Don't bother me, leave me alone. Anyway, I'm almost grown. I don't run around with no mob.
Jake the Quake Branscombe.
Job.
A big thanks to our financial man, Dennis Viscardis, for all the work he put in this year. And now a commercial word from the bank that Dennis deals with, First Citywide.
A lot of people don't realize that change is a two-way street. You can come to us with 16 quarters, 8 dimes, and 4 nickels. We can give you a $5 bill. Or we can give you 5 singles. Or 2 singles, 8 quarters, and 10 dimes. You'd be amazed at the variety of options you have.
I was driving through Pennsylvania on the tollway, and to save time, I was using the exact change lanes. I had just run out of quarters, and I was getting a bit nervous when I spotted a sign for a citywide branch at the next exit. Let me tell you, it's a pretty good feeling.
I've had people come in with wrinkled $10 bills who want new, crisp bills to put in birthday cards. And we can handle special requests like that, usually the same day.
I just returned from a business trip to London, and all the cash I had was a 5-pound note. Citywide wasn't able to convert it to dollars, but they did give me 4 guineas, 2 crowns, 4 shillings, and 10 pence.
All the time our customers ask us, how do you make money doing this? The answer is simple. Volume. That's what we do.